everyone. So welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. I'm Kendra Duquette. I'm your host for today. So this is actually episode one. So those of you that are working with us already have worked with us in the past, or if you're new to our programs, we always start with mindset, no matter what it is. If you are just going through, this health journey just to get yourself optimized, or even if you are on this journey to actually be a preventive health practitioner as a business. Either way, you always have to start with mindset, and you always have to have a plan of where you're going, right? You have to know where you're going, and then you have to know the steps that you're going to take in order to get there. So I thought this very first episode, I'm going to start with just that. Okay, so I brought my books. You worked with us before. I always talk about these books, okay? But I've actually added a new one. So this Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Everyone that knows me knows I have read this over and over and over. So these four books are your secret to success, whether it's health, your business, your life, whatever. I give these as gifts to people, you know, that are graduating or whatever. Because really, if you read these books several times, read them more than once, read them and then go right back, read it again. This really is the secret to success if you follow these principles. And all four of these books, it's the same principle. It's just a little different perspective because obviously they're different authors. But yes, this Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Awesome book. The Alchemist. It's kind of it's just a short story almost. This is a classic. It's been around for a long time. Same exact idea. The Mount of Olives, 11 Declarations to an Extraordinary Life. This is another one I love. It's short, it's simple, but the information is so valuable. And then this is my newest one, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. It's just this little skinny book. And it was actually written in 1910. I mean, this information is golden. So, you know, I highly recommend before you start with us, or if you're already going through the program, to make sure you have all of these books and read them and really practice what they are teaching you. It will change your life. I also just found this on my table. I must have wrote it the other day. It says, know the outcome and you'll see the journey. Okay, so that's basically what all these books are saying. So you have to know the outcome. You have to know what you want in order to see the journey and to actually get there. Or if you think about going on a, you know, vacation, you have to know where you're going. You have to know the destination in order to figure out how to get there. Okay. So, you know, if you're thinking about going through a health coaching program, if you're somebody with a brick and mortar practice already, you know, a chiropractor, something like that, and you're wanting to go virtual, if you are just someone that is thinking about a new career, you're maybe thinking about leaving your current job, J-O-B, you know, and pursuing something more purposeful. If you're just, you know, starting your health journey, whatever it is, I highly recommend you do this exercise first so you can really know what you're wanting to attain. Okay. Even if you're not working with us, this is just a great, great exercise. So what I have written down here is three things. Okay. So you have the problem. So the problem is, you know, are you experiencing symptoms with your health? You're not, you know, maybe you're having brain fog, you're just not feeling very good, you have low energy, you're not feeling fulfilled, you know, it could be a lot worse, you could be having autoimmune issues, you know, whatever it is, okay, so maybe you have a health issue, maybe it's a job issue, you're tired of somebody else, you know, making the rules for you, especially this current narrative we've been living in the last 2 years, you know. I personally am so thankful that I have my own job, my own career that I am creating myself. I can't imagine people that are having to wear masks at work or having to test or have that looming possibility of, you know, being pushed to get the shot, you know, those type of things. So if you're wanting to step back and create your own reality, this is also a good exercise. So that would be the problem. Okay, so whatever the problem is, write that down. So I put an X start here. So write down whatever the problem is for you. And this is also a really good exercise for when you become a preventative health practitioner or when you're working with people, you know, really walk them through this in the beginning so that they can see the goal of where they want to go as they're going through this, so they don't get overwhelmed or frustrated or anything like that. So step two would be reaction, but I've got underlined action. Okay. So you've got to have action if you're going to actually attain this goal or plan or whatever you want to, you know, your end goal. So that would be this part. And if you're going through preventive health practitioner program, you know, I put body burden boot camp because that's the first part of our program. That is the foundational piece of our program. So that would be the journey, the steps, right, in this instance. So this would be symptoms, this would be body burn bootcamp and the steps, and then this last circle would be I am, or I have. So I am healthy, I have a vibrant life, I am symptom free, you know, if you're talking about health. If you're talking about a career, I have time. I have abundance to do what I want. I have time to spend with my family. I have a very impactful business that is helping people, but yet I have time to spend on, you know, working on myself. I can, you know, take this business and go on vacation with my family and still make some phone calls from the beach if I want to. You know, I'm not tied to a brick and mortar job or, you know, whatever it is for you. But definitely when you start your journey, whatever it is, do this exercise. And again, these four books, they teach you the same thing. It's just more in depth, obviously, but they will walk you right through it. I also brought this paper up. So this is basically an outline of this Think and Grow Rich book. I think it's chapter two. He has this outlined, And it's, you know, it's part of the, you know, manifesting what you want. You really have to know what you want, but also feel like you already have it and really feel that desire. And, you know, if you had this, when you have this, what's it going to feel like to you? You know, and so really put yourself in that mindset. So I'll just read you these steps real quick. So the first step is determine what you want to achieve, okay, or accomplish. So you decide what your goal is. So that is this circle that I was talking about. Number two is decide what you're willing to give in return for that. So, you know, if you're talking about your health journey, what are you willing to give in return for that? You're going to just simply do the steps as they're laid out. You're going to give it your all. You're going to, you know, be persistent. You're not going to expect change without changing, that type of thing. If it's your business, what are you going to give? You're going to put action behind what you're doing. You're going to go out and you're going to find people that you can help because people need you. I mean, everyone is experiencing symptoms of some kind at this point. So this, you know, everyone needs this. So what are you going to do to go out and get the clients and really work with the clients, whatever it is. Number three is set a specific date when you want to achieve your goal. So, we usually recommend 6 months. That's a good, you know, goal where it doesn't seem so far away. And really allows you a few months to actually implement action steps. And then when you get to that 6 months, you can always redo it again, but that's, you know, generally 6 months to a year. Start to develop your plan. So, it says begin at once, whether you're ready or not. So, you know, the whole saying good enough is good enough. Perfection is not real. Just go out and start right away. And if you have to change, do it again. You know, failure is a lesson success is that lesson applied. So that's a big one, whether you're on your health journey or then your business journey. Right. Clear, concise statement of what you want, when you want it, what you're willing to give, and the steps that you plan to achieve this goal. So that's basically what we were just talking about. And then read your statement out loud. So it's really good, you know, have details in there, like I said, really be able to feel what this is going to feel like. Imagine what your life is going to be, you know, down to details. And then read the statement in the morning when you first wake up. That's a good time. And then right before you go to bed, right before, you know, you get in that kind of subconscious mode so that you're impressing it upon your mind so that you're thinking about this as you sleep. And do this every day, visualize it, and do this as often as you can for the next few months. And this will really help you attain your goal. Okay. And then the bottom I have written down, so create your plan. So this is the same thing. It's kind of a summary of what I've been talking about. So read it every day and visualize yourself having it as now. This is how you impregnate the subconscious mind to give you what you want. It's not magic. Sounds woo-woo, it's not. It's called persistence, consistency, and just being decisive and doing this every day. So I just read earlier today that the number one word for success, anyone that's successful in whatever they do, is persistence. So just keep that in mind, because you can have a dream, you can have a goal, you can have all the steps, you can have, you know, you want this, but if you're not persistent in taking action, you're not going to be successful. So just remember that. So I think that's all I wanted to say with this video. I just wanted to give you this, and then definitely take this video, take the time to do this exercise before you move forward so that you really have a good idea of what you're wanting and where you're wanting to be. Okay. So hopefully this was helpful, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.